This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls is in full swing. It will conclude tomorrow. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. Polling for this phase will take place in 89 constituencies of 13 states and union territories on Friday. Senior Bharatiya Janata Party leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Jhajjar Champa Lok Sabha constituency of Chhattisgarh. Mr. Modi said NDA's priority is the welfare of the poor, youth, women and farmers. Earlier, Mr. Modi also addressed an election rally at Uniara in Tonk Sawai Madhopur Lok Sabha constituency in Rajasthan. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra held a public rally in Chitradurga in Karnataka this afternoon. In a related development, Dr. Anshul Abhijit has been declared Congress candidate from the Patna Sahib constituency for the Lok Sabha elections. Tashi Gyalson has been declared as the BJP candidate from the Ladakh Lok Sabha seat in place of its present MP Jamyang Chering Namgyal. The Delhi Rouse Avenue Court today extended the judicial custody of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Bharat Rashtra Samiti VRS leader K. Kavita till May the 7th in connection with a money laundering case linked to the now-scrapped Delhi excise policy. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja directed the Tihar Jail authorities to produce both Mr. Kejriwal and Ms. Kavita through virtual conferencing on May the 7th. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has asked airlines to ensure that children up to the age of 12 years are allocated seats with their parents and guardians who are travelling on the same PNR. According to the DGCA's statement, various instances came to its notice wherein children below the age of 12 years were not seated along with their parent or guardian. It said the existing air transport circular has been suitably modified. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said, India truly believes that a strong and unified association of Southeast Asian nations, ASEAN, can play a constructive role in the emerging regional architecture of the Indo-Pacific. Speaking at the first ASEAN Future Forum virtually, Dr. Jaishankar said the synergy between India's Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and the ASEAN Outlook on Indo-Pacific provides a strong framework of cooperation addressing challenges to comprehensive security. In Malaysia, at least 10 crew members were killed when two helicopters crashed mid-air while practicing for a naval parade today. The Royal Malaysian Navy reported that the incident took place during a rehearsal for their upcoming 90th anniversary celebration at a naval base located in northern Perak state. The Archery World Cup 2024 began today with qualification round and compound 50-meter event at Shanghai in China. Three-time Olympian Deepika Kumari will spearhead the Indian challenge at the Archery World Cup. India has sent a 16-member archery team, including 8 men and 8 women, for the first stage of the World Cup, which will be held between the 23rd and 28th of this month. Deepika Kumari, who topped India's archery selection trials in March, will feature in the women's recurve archery. Dheeraj Bommadevara, who has obtained India's only archery quota for the Paris 2024 Olympics, and Tokyo Olympian Sarundeep Rai and Praveen Jadhav will lead India's charge in men's recurve. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Lucknow Super Giants at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai today. The match will start at 7:30 this evening. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave spell is likely to continue over East India during the next 4 days and expand to more parts of the region from tomorrow. Heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to prevail in isolated pockets over Gangetic West Bengal. IMD has forecast heat wave conditions in isolated pockets over interior Karnataka, Odisha, East Uttar Pradesh, West Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The maximum temperatures were in the range of 42 to 45 degrees Celsius over most parts of Odisha, Rayalaseema, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Vidarbh, Chhattisgarh, Southwest Madhya Pradesh, Telangana and coastal Andhra Pradesh. On the other hand, the Weather Office has forecast heavy rainfall over northeast India till tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.